You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Just moments ago, the Associated Press reported that a Russian general says the Russians have no plans to move troops beyond breakaway regions in Georgian-controlled territory. But this follows reports this morning that Russian troops had indeed moved into the Republic of Georgia proper, threatening targets outside where the fighting began in the pro-Russia breakaway province of South Ossetia the last week. Observers worry that movement, if true, suggests Russia's goals go far beyond securing the enclaves of pro-Russian governments. The conflict has raged for decades, bubbling below the surface, and today there are an untold number of people dead, wounded, in need of humanitarian care, even as Georgia has offered a ceasefire, which Russia has yet to recognize. For joining us for the very latest is Stephen Eek, BBC Russian Affairs Editor. Thanks for being with us, Stephen.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So we have these conflicting reports about exactly where Russian troops are. What's your understanding at this time?
My understanding is that the Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, has just finished a meeting with the chiefs of the Russian military, and they have issued a statement saying Russia has no intention of moving its forces beyond South Ossetia and the other separatist region of Georgia, which is called Abkhazia, into the territory that is controlled by the Georgian government itself. If that is correct, and we have to say that everything has to be taken with a big pinch of salt, we have to wait for independent confirmation on whether the Russian troops have actually held back inside South Ossetia and not crossed into the Georgian territory. But it looks as though the Russians want to make it clear they have no intention of occupying Georgia, something that would mark, should it happen, the most possible dramatic escalation of this crisis.
And where are we today? Are there clashes being reported at this time?
Well, the Georgians are saying that despite their offer of a ceasefire, and the Georgians are also saying they have actually withdrawn all of their forces from South Ossetia now, they're saying Russian airstrikes are continuing. They have been independently verified from a number of locations around Georgia, which of course raises questions about precisely what the Russians are pushing for. The meeting that has just taken place with the Russian chiefs of staff and the chiefs of the intelligence and military services made clear that they have no intention of actually occupying Georgia itself, but they made some very, very harsh statements about the leadership of President Mikhail Saakashvili. They said that what Georgia had done in South Ossetia on Thursday night last week, when it launched an unexpected operation to retake the territory, could only be characterized as genocide, quote, and that Russia would try to bring now criminal charges against those it views as responsible. At the same time, as you've already indicated, there are a lot of diplomatic initiatives going on, both at a European level with the United States. The Russians are making pretty clear, however, that they view this as an affair between them and Georgia, and they really don't want any interference, as they would see it, from the West.
The last report we saw was that the European Union was sending a mediator. That would be the French foreign minister. Has he actually landed in the region? Has he spoke with any of the parties that you know of at this point?
No confirmation of the arrival, but if we look at the relative prospects, I think, for a negotiated settlement to this one, the South Ossetians do not want to be part of Georgia. The same thing applies to the other separatist region, Abkhazia. The Russians already, for several years, have effectively ruled those two regions. It now looks most likely that the Russians will try to find a way to actually physically annex those territories. Looking at it from a sort of wider perspective, I'm totally convinced, actually, that will be Russia's next steps, to actually move towards the physical annexation of these two regions that want to be free of Georgian rule. That creates an unprecedented and an extremely difficult situation for President Mikhail Saakashvili, who is one of the West's biggest friends in the region. He's probably the most pro-Western leader anywhere in the former Soviet Union now. His whole political project when he came to power in the Rose Revolution 5 years ago was about restoring Georgia's territorial unity, its integrity. That now completely lies in tatters, a situation that I believe Moscow will try to turn to its own advantage.
Certainly in terms of words, President Bush came out very quickly in response to the escalating violence there.
Yes. I expressed my grave concern about the disproportionate response of Russia, and that we strongly condemn bombing outside of South Ossetia.
Now, President Bush has been a very strong supporter of the Georgian government. Do you think the president of Georgia was expecting more than just words of support?
I think if we listen to Mr. Saakashvili's remarks over the weekend, and if we go back to the address he made on Georgian television on Friday afternoon, then I think Mr. Saakashvili at heart was actually expecting direct military support from the West, either from the United States or from NATO. In the event, of course, no one was willing to offer him such support.
Okay, Stephen Eek, many thanks for that update.